Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Stones bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Lennox Cornwall. He's the author of Embracing Failure, available wherever books are sold. LennoxCornwall.com is the website, and he's a franchise owner. He's got a locksmith franchise he owns, but he also is a writer and a thinker and a global consultant, and he joins us on a regular basis to help us get our attitudes right. Lennox, thanks again for being here. One of the things that's always been important, but it seems to be increasingly on the radar screen of folks, and I'm glad about this, is to have whatever you're doing as a small business owner mean something. Not just do something, but mean something. Have some kind of intrinsic value beyond just, I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, people need milk, people need tires, people need their brakes fixed. Those are important things to do. You're delivering a wonderful service. They need their locks fixed, don't they, Lennox? But to have your business mean something a little more than that, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Without question. You know, Rockefeller actually said once upon a time that if your main goal in life is money, you're probably going to fail. And what he was meaning by that is that we should have some worthy ideal. And that worthy ideal should be focused on serving others. So even if you own a business right now, I would really just counsel to sit down and ask the question, in the bigger picture, what is it, what value am I giving to my customers? How can I deliver better value to my customers? And creating a worthy ideal statement is one really good way of doing that. It's how you're going to serve the world and get paid for it. So the question I will usually start with if I'm consulting with somebody is for them to truly get in touch with what they really want. So the question is, what do I really want? And it's got to be something that gets your juices flowing. If it's not, when the tough times in business come, as Jim will tell you they will, you don't have anything to pull you through to the other end. So you have to have this burning desire, and the burning desire comes from doing something that really gets the juices flowing.
Isn't this a model for life too, Lennox, about having something greater than you that's important to you, believing in something, being committed to, being dedicated to something greater than you? For a lot of people, it's their faith life. For, you know, whatever it takes, you know, I talk about on the show, Lennox, I talk about the fact that there were many times when I wouldn't have made it if I didn't believe it myself, that there was nothing else, there was nothing left to hold on to, but just what my belief in myself, and that turned out to be enough. There needs to be something greater than the moment that you're in to pull you through or to make you want to go to the next level. What do you think?
I personally believe if anybody doesn't have that, they're not just doomed in business, but they're doomed in life, because we know that there are so many things that happen around us that we don't have control over, and then we can allow those things to just send us off course. You know, if we just dwelled on, and I'm not suggesting anybody does because I'm not a negative person, that if we dwelled on all the negative news in the world, it would just crush us. So for me, personally, that bigger thing is without question God, and it is also an immense faith in my ability to, whatever happens, to get things done, turn things around, whatever I need to do. And then the third thing is to want to improve the lives of not only my family, but everybody else I come in contact with, and that just drives me forward. Mm-hmm. It absolutely does. So yes, an ideal that's bigger than us is critical to achieving, you know, small or great things.
Well, and it's what creates a better society, not just a better marketplace, but a better society. And what we're talking about is subordinating, aren't we? We're talking about realizing that when you put others first, at least in part of your life, if you find an opportunity to put others first, I love the old Ecclesiastes passage, Linux, it says, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Indeed.
And that's what you're talking about.
Whether that bread, absolutely, and let's just add to that, Jim, whether that bread is good bread or bad bread, whatever you sow, you will reap. Mm-hmm. It's just another restatement of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned, Jim, about creating a worthy ideal. I'd like to just share briefly with the listeners my worthy ideal. So my worthy ideal is that I'm an internationally renowned best-selling author speaking in public all over the world. My work is available through multiple media on a continuous basis and improves the lives of millions of people around the world. Now, two things about that. One, it's in the first person, and secondly, it's in present term tense. So it's very important for those two things, and just keep repeating that to yourself. Bring it with you ever on a little card. It drives you forward. It reminds you of who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's like an affirmation. LennoxCornwall.com, right?
Absolutely.
Can they find the book there, Embracing Failure?
Without question. The book's there for order on that site, so it's absolutely there with a lot of other free resources.
Hey, Lennox, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Lennox Cornwall, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.